How's it going, everybody? This is Scott McKay coming at you again with another audio program from X and Y Communications. Today, I am excited to bring to you someone you may or may not have heard of. She is a world-class expert on the subject of stalking different creative ways, dare I use that word, that stalkers work their evil craft, and best of all, how you can protect yourself as a guy from stalkers who could really ruin your life. I know some of you ladies are probably listening also. You're going to want to listen up because, you know, that's kind of the stereotypical view, isn't it? A guy stalking a woman. Well, it isn't always gender specific. We're going to find out that and more from my female guest. She's a woman, Kathy Truitt from Northern Virginia. Welcome, Kathy.
Scott, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'm doing even better since you're here today. I want you to talk about your whole idea of false victimization stalking, and I know you have a little bit of a personal story to go along with it, but I think the incredible poignant value of what you're going to talk about is, you know, Kathy, I think guys really, really fear a woman kind of souring herself on him and then blaming him for something incredibly heinous and him not having a leg to stand on in the legal system. And I think that's kind of very much at the crux of what you're talking about with false victimization stalking. It's kind of like you have a beautiful girlfriend, but you don't marry her and you break up with her. She feels jilted, so she cries rape. Or she's a single mom and says, well, you diddled my children. And then she slaps the shackles on you, sends you to court. And this is something that I'm sure even as I utter the words, guys are just getting a chill up their spine because they're like thinking, man, you know, in today's world, in the legal system, I wouldn't have a chance. How common is what I'm talking about for both men and women? And tell us a little bit about your story, and then we'll talk about maybe later how to protect oneself against this.
Well, first of all, I just almost laugh when you say world-renowned expert. If you'd have told me this 10 years ago that I would become an expert in stalking, I would have just laughed. And second of all, when you think of stalkers, you think of, and this isn't fair, you think of the man in the shadows with the trench coat on stalking the woman. So before we do anything, and also we'll get to different laws in various laws in different states. I had an FBI friend tell me one time that of all the crimes that are committed, stalking is the least respected, meaning that it's hard to prove, police don't believe it, you know, and things like that. First of all, I want to just very briefly describe the four types of stalking. There's simple obsessional. That's when your acquaintance or your neighbor or your customer, or maybe you've dated this person, and or it's an ex-lover, and they feel jilted, and they're going to keep you no matter what. The relationship's gone sour, but they're going to keep you. There's erotomania, which the central theme of that is a delusion that another person is in love with the individual. Let's just say you and I are talking today, and I hang up, and I'm like, oh, Scott is in love with me, and I keep calling you and keep calling you, and we're a perfect match. There's such a sexual attraction between us. Can't you hear it? And we only talked for, like, you know, 2 minutes. Love obsessional is, for instance, my husband loves Halle Berry. If he would take that another step higher, that would be love obsessional. That's usually someone who's known through the media. The delusion is that the victim loves them also. You know, thank God, you know, Jay hasn't gone that far yet. He's got a crush on her, but she doesn't think he has one on him. We won't give him any ideas. But the one that I have the most experience with, which to me is the scariest. The other three, I think, are fairly easy to diagnose and fairly easy to prove. But the one that I experienced 10 years ago when I moved to the Northern Virginia area from Missouri is a type called false victimization syndrome. This occurs when an individual attempts to convince others that he or she is being stalked through the invention of claims made to reestablish a failing relationship and to gain attention. They usually have some kind of histrionic personality disorder. Okay, say for instance, you and I are dating and I'm mad because you broke up with me, so I'm going to call the police and tell them that you're stalking me. That falls under obsessional. Okay, false victimization is when a stalker is actually doing the stalking, but they turn it around and project themselves into being the victim when they're actually the stalker. So now the true victim is being perceived by the stalker to have this rage, and they are calling the police and telling them that you are doing the stalking when it's actually them. It is newly diagnosed. Only 4% of the stalking population do this type of behavior. Have you ever heard of Munchausen or Munchausen by proxy, Scott?
I have not. Educate me.
Okay, Munchausen is when an individual intentionally creates or feigns physical or psychological symptoms in order to assume a sick role. By proxy is when they produce those symptoms in another person, like a child or someone under your care. And for instance, you heard of mothers who take their children constantly to the doctor or to the emergency room because they're sick, or maybe the child has suffocated, and it's a pattern. And actually, it's the mother who is causing them harm because she likes the attention that she gets from having a sick child.
Mm.
So it's related. It is related to that. Okay. The difference between simple obsessional and false victimization, it kind of rides a thin line. Simple obsessional is when someone becomes obsessed with another person. Usually it's someone that you have dated. Usually it's someone that you have dated, and you're ready to break things off, and they absolutely refuse, and they follow you to work. They send you flowers, any kind of unwanted attention, calling, and it's over and over and over and over. False victimization, while it's almost always starts out, false victimization always starts out as women stalking women, but not in the way that you think. We can go back there later. False victimization can also result from obsessional. For instance, if the phone calls and the letter writing and the following you and your new girlfriend to the store, or trying to call your new girlfriend and telling her bad things, or if that doesn't work, then they will try to seek some other type of retribution, and that can turn into false victimization type behavior. For instance, they become so desperate that they'll claim to have received injuries, letters, phone calls, threats, that you're following them or chasing them, you know, because they're so desperate to get you back or to get you back for shunning them, for dropping them, they feel like.
Now, what about women who are not necessarily mentally healthy? Like, I'm imagining someone who's got some kind of schizoaffective disorder where they may have paranoia and be living in a reality that's not shared with the rest of us, and really honestly believe that, you know, they've got to come and take you down before they take them down. And they may actually have a firmly held belief in all of these accusations that they're leveling on the guy. I mean, that's scary stuff, because that person can pass a polygraph test.
Absolutely, because they believe, they have said it so many times that they believe what they're saying. Now, the first thing I want to clarify is I am in no way, shape, or form a psychologist, a doctor, anything. All I know is what I have been through and what I have talked with psychologists about. I was on Investigation Discovery with my story. Talking with so many psychologists, investigators, you know, trying to find out more about this. The one thing that I can tell you, now, for instance, with my perpetrator, when I give my book to her, people would ask me, aren't you afraid to trust again? And the fact is, no, I'm not, because these people will give you clues if you are willing to see them. For instance, with me, I had talked about having a stillborn baby, and this lady talked about having two stillborn babies, and we bonded. We just bonded over that because I never met anyone who had been through this like I had been. And we cried together. We talked about our babies. She explained, you know, we talked about the night that we had the babies, the day she had her babies. Come to find out, there were no such babies. Now, I should have cut and run. But as women, what we do is we think, oh, well, she needs help. I can be a good Christian example to her, you know, blah, blah, blah. With you guys, this woman was very beautiful. With you men, sometimes she's very beautiful and you can't see. You think, oh, it's just a little, a little lie, you know in your heart that this is not right. If she tells you one little white lie, regardless of how beautiful she is, you need to turn and run. There are just things that you need to look at when searching, when dating someone, searching for a wife or a girlfriend. Is she honest? How does she react to other women? Is she overly competitive? I know that a lot of these women who are stalkers, just from my studies and just what I've learned from psychologists, a lot of times these women are very competitive and they have a hard time having relationships with other women. There's a difference between being jealous and being vindictive and being overly jealous. Anytime there's a little red flag, instead of looking at her and looking at how precious she looks and slapping that red flag down, you need to be taking a closer look and stepping away.
Okay, so in closing here, what should a guy do if he finds himself, well, it's too late, and now this woman's trying to take me down? Obviously, you would want to remain calm. You need to make sure you've got proper legal representation. I mean, is it a foregone conclusion that you're going to get thrown in the slammer because she's a woman, you're a guy, and what she says rules?
I think the first thing I would suggest is when you start seeing her doing irrational things and saying irrational things, make a record of it. Keep a notebook. Keep it safely hidden away where she won't find it. And keep a record of everything. Put a date and time beside it. Don't seek retribution. I mean, that is easier said than done, but don't seek any kind of revenge. Just let her have her say, and don't try to get even with her. And probably I would suggest that they seek counsel, and I think it'd be a good idea to have a female lawyer at this point.
Ah, yes. Just like the old cancel-out effect of the feminine wiles on whatever judge comes into the picture. I think if you've got a female judge, she's going to be able to see through that. I do think, unfortunately, sometimes there's a halo effect around beautiful women in court with certain male judges. The only thing I would add to that, Kathy, kind of to tie this up with a little ribbon, and remember, guys, the reason why I'm chiming in is because I do have a schizophrenic ex-wife who tried to take me down. I don't talk about it much, but this is something that I've kind of lived the nightmare of also. The only thing that I would add to that, and this was something that I received as legal advice from my own lawyer, I'm not giving legal advice now, I'm just saying, is keep your cool in court. Don't lose your temper. You just state the facts. You give under oath that history of the irrational thing she did, and because you haven't tried to get back at her or fight fire with fire, whatever you want to call it, you're going to be squeaky clean. She won't have anything on you. You've not tried to get her back or anything like that. You're going to be seen as this rational, even-keeled guy, and you're telling the truth. And I will tell you, almost every time, sooner or later, that pressure in the courtroom and your female lawyer will make this person who's trying to take you down under false pretense crack. It will happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in the truth always comes out. May not be when you want it, but it does come out.
Great, great stuff. Her name's Kathy Truitt. You can go find out about her and everything she's got for you, including a couple really, really great books on this subject and a couple on some other neat subjects, too. The name of her website is just preposterous. I'm going to send you to www.deservewhatyouwant.com/stalker. S-T-A-L-K-E-R, so you can see it for yourself. But I encourage you to grab her book. She's got a very rare expertise here that not a whole lot of people share, which is why I was glad to discover her. And Kathy, yes, I was very happy to discover you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott, and you have a great day.
And until I talk to you all again real soon, this is Scott McKay from XMY Communications. Be good.